Hey everyone. Let's wait a little bit, like about 5 minutes, and we'll start our space. I already can see that all my speakers here and not only. So thank you. Thanks a lot for coming and joining to this space. It's gonna be fire. Just let's listen some UK garage mix and we'll start in a 3-5 minutes, okay? So okay.
Don't want to feel you, don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you, don't want you on my mind. Don't want to feel you, don't want you on my mind. On my mind, on my mind. Would I leave if you were everything I wanted you to be? When I saw what you did, who you were with, got me questioning the things that I believe. So I asked myself, do I let you go? Do I keep you in the frame of my mind? Now I'm growing wise to your sugar-coated lies. Nothing sweet about my misery. I finally found. Frame of my mind. Now I'm growing wise to your shoes.
I think we can start our space, and I'm so happy as usually to host this cool space with Sports Club and with the beautiful greatest speakers in the world. And at first I wanted to say a few words about sports for letting you know, guys, a little bit information that Sports Club, its platform ecosystem, would help to musician have a strong connection with their community. Sports provide tools that help the artists spread their talent, monetize their art, gain knowledge about the free, and give the audience a new way to acquire their pieces from the favorite artist and create a closer relationship between both parts. So in the spots, a lot of cool features already. It's still in a beta version, and spots looking for artists, onboarding artists, try to platform, check it out. And of course, artists will have some benefits. The first artists on platform will have some benefits. So follow Sports Club and learn more about this platform. So yeah, and I want to say hi everyone. Hi Randall, your burger girl, Philip, Great Beat, Ash, Luna, G World, Alexander, Communication Design, okay, and Nani Kadze. So yeah, this is a recorded space. Today we are just talking, chilling, vibing, talking about music, about new projects. If you have some ideas, some thoughts to share, just be free, feel free to share it. And yeah, I hope your day started so good. I don't know what is there right now, like a evening, morning, or it's like a night right now here, 11 p.m. And I was just waiting to talk with you guys because I'm really so excited to spend my time with you and talk about something cool. So yeah, I want to say hi, and yeah, and feel free, you don't need to raise your hand, just if you feel that you want to speak, you just can turn on your mic and speak. So yeah, hi guys, how are you doing? I know that you burger girl, you has some new projects what will come soon, right? Like a your new song, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, hi everyone. Big news, finally I will have my collaboration that I've been waiting for so long. I started working on that song during summer, working with a beat, trying to find the right vibe, and I finally found it. And then we collaborated with I Am Next, finally we're about to drop this track. I've been waiting for that track for so long, and it's called Imperfect. This is how we are, right, musicians? we feel like we are all imperfect. So yeah, I'm very excited. I have a great topic on my mind. I mean, I was debating with myself, so yeah, but later. Now it's almost midnight for me, so here I am at my favorite space.
Oh yeah, we're on the same time zone almost. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to hear that you're almost in my time zone, because not only me not sleeping in this time, you know.
So, yeah, feel my pain.
But a stomp, the Valentine's song, it's also your song or not? I've seen the post that they're singing, it's the Valentine's, I don't know, Happy Valentine's Day, la 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 la, or something like that. Is it your song or not?
It's not a song, it's a music card. NFT Valentine's card.
Oh my goodness, it's so cute. I don't know what's there. Aww. Yes, this sounds so good, so fit in this topic. So okay, hey Great Beat, I'm so happy to see you here. We didn't talk with you alone a long time, so what's going on? What's happening in your life? I know that you're busy all the time. Please share with us, what are you doing there? You're so busy.
Oh, what's good? What's good? Yeah. Been a lot going on. Just working on my solo stuff. Got an album that I'm working with one of my Web 2 artists. So I'm producing an album for him. So it's like a lot of time going into that. Building on the back end a lot, just pretty much doing the important stuff on the back end. So I'm like not as active as I was last year on Twitter because like priorities. It's that pretty much that's all that is. And just taking the time, catching up with like my Web 2 artists and building with them and getting more productions done for them and stuff also. Because like it's the as much as I love doing all my solo stuff, it's like I enjoy producing for others also. So it's just really great to be working on these projects with those guys now and doing that. So looking forward to that getting out and everybody getting to hear it soon.
Yeah, that's so great. I can't wait to hear that. And when you are planning to drop it, I'm sure it will be fire. Like your every track, you know, I've heard your last release and it's been fire, and previous release it's been fire. And I just can't imagine what you're preparing right now, what it's gonna be like for real. And when you wanna drop it, like what's your plans?
So like my solo stuff, well, I just dropped The Past recently. So that one is just gonna let that sit there and simmer for a little bit. I'm currently just in the middle of like uploading some of the songs that I have on sound and on tracks. They are gonna go up on the streaming platforms also. So I'm currently just deciding which ones are gonna go up on the streaming platforms and which ones are just gonna be on the Web3 front, so to speak, still. And then I have another solo track that I'm just currently wrapping up the mix for. That, yeah, I wasn't really happy with the initial mix of it. So I'm just like polishing it up a bit. So I'm just letting like the latest release like simmer for a bit. And then maybe in a month, 2 months, I'll drop the next one. Because like for me, it's like as I'm more. I think for me, my kind of purpose with like Web3 music, if we're talking about that side of it, it's like I'm just releasing a lot of music at once because like I'm not really super focused on like mints and stuff because like my kind of following is building like very organically. So it's like I don't really have to go out and like shill my music so much, to be honest. So which I absolutely hate doing anyway, so it works. But like I got that going. I'm currently working on the back end for the EP that I dropped in November. So there's a lot of work going on with that. I got a dev working on the Web3 content that's going to come for that. That is for the holders of my Whirlpool track. So that's been like that took some time to find the dev that could do what I wanted to do with that. And then also websites being built for myself and for that. So there's a lot going on there. So like I know for my fact, like I probably won't have it all done until like the summer, and that will be like 6 months before the next part of that EP drops. Because it's like, so the Subnautical Part 2 is dropping in November this year. So that's like a whole bunch of stuff ahead, plus like all the stuff that I'm doing with other artists. I know Mummy and me got some stuff that's coming that I'm literally wrapping up the mix for that I produced for him. So that's going to be fire. I should play to a bunch of people here out of my Web 2 people, and they were freaking loved it. So it's like I'm super excited to start seeing some Mummy music come out that I produced for him.
Oh
But
my goodness.
it's just a lot all the time, man. I like keeping busy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see all the time when we try to meet and, oh, I'm in my project. I'm working on my project. I'm working there. I'm working there. I'm working there. Oh my goodness, this is insane in a good way, in a good way, because you're productive as not anyone else who I know, you know. Like I know a lot of people who also over time working and busy, but not like you. And I feel that you really have a passion to what you're doing, and you're planning everything, which is so good, because I have a problem with this with this section, or how to say that. I can't plan in all the time, but I know that it's so important to have a discipline and plan everything what you're doing, because without it, you can't grow up, you know, like you can, you don't know what to do, like you don't plan.
Yeah, the planning part, like I think, like, if you had asked me, like, when I first started making music, like, I was terrible at planning, like, 23 years ago when I first started as a kid, and then, like, in my maybe early 20s, like, I was very terrible at planning stuff, but I had good mentors around me, people who already had, like, built their careers and stuff around them, so they taught me like how to think and how to navigate, and I'm very lucky to like have had them around to learn from, because it really changed how I approach things, and it really taught me like the meaning of like what do I really want to achieve with my passion, and it's really like shaped my kind of discipline that I have now.
Yeah, you're really lucky. You're saying that you had a problem with your... At first, I'm still forgetting how long you're in the music industry, how long you're producing music, and it's about 20 years. And the second, you're saying that you've been so bad in planning and discipline when you've been 15. And right now, I'm sitting 20 years or 28 years old. I will 28 years old, and I'm still sitting here and saying, well, you know, I can't plan in everything, you know, and I'm feeling awkward, like, oh my goodness.
I think it helps, but, like, the one thing I learned, and this is, like, kind of something that's not just about music, it's kind of, like, in business also, it's, like...
Management, yeah.
If you have people around you also that are really good at management and that are good at, like, organizing themselves and who are very driven, it kind of, and you spend a lot of time around them, it becomes infectious, and it does actually, if you learn from it and you take that in, it does help you like organize yourself and make you keep you motivated also at the same time. Like if I didn't have those people around me outside of Web3 when I first was like trying to make my way up, I would have been in a different position for sure. I probably wouldn't have been as organized or as driven as I am today. So like, it's always good to surround yourself with people who have that kind of like drive and organization.
Yes, 1,000,000%. 1,000,000%, it's true. And you gotta be around these people who you will looking for them and thinking, oh my goodness, this is insane. I also want to have this. I also want to do this. And you just gotta be like how to say it correct, inspired from them, you know, inspired. You see how their things going well, and you just want to go for them, forward them, following them, and you will growing up too. And this part, like, very important in life. Like in Russia, we have this phrase, show me your friend and I will tell you who are you, you know. And I think it's definitely true, because if you're being in community who just, you know, chilling, vibing, going to some parties and be lazy, you know, you will be like them. And if you will be in a community which was where people growing up, doing some interesting stuff, have a passion to their things, to their businesses, you also will follow in them and will be part of this community. And that's how does it work. So I'm totally agree with it. And this is also, right now I'm in Thailand, and soon I will go to Vietnam. And this is why also I want to go to Vietnam, because I have a bunch of friends there, acquaintances, who are doing really interesting stuff in different areas, but it's creative areas, you know, like design, filming, and everything. And I just want to go there, see them, and be a part of this community that to growing up. to growing up, moving, because I know if I will come back to Russia, it will be the same, like, always. So, yeah, a lot of talks about that, but okay, I just want to say hi to Philip. I'm sorry that it takes so long. I'm so happy to see you here, because in the last time, in the last space, we tried to connect, but I don't know, X was rugging a lot, and we couldn't do that, but I'm so happy that you're here, and I want to ask you, how are you doing? What's new in your life, in your projects, in your vibes, new things, and new emotions? Just share with us, please, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my microphone paranoia. Always ask, can you hear me? So, thank you for introducing me this well. So, yeah, everything's fine. So I just came home. I was running for groceries and stuff, so I managed to come in time. So, yeah, but I'm working on a new music, and my new song that I released on Sound will drop on Spaz on Monday. So if anyone is collecting, it will be on Monday on Polygon Network on Spaz Club.
So, that's great.
Yeah, and I'm finishing another track, so I need just to figure out the date. And I'm starting to slowly release my tracks on Spotify and other streaming platforms like Deezer, Apple Music, and whatever DistroKid has on their list, Instagram, TikTok, and others. So I have a new fresh Spotify page. So I will be sharing that maybe next week. So if anyone is on Spotify, can drop the follow. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm finishing a new song. It's almost done. I need to master it. So I'm picky about that. So that can take a lot of time. So one day it's good. Next day, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Too much low end, or mids are not the same level, or some nasty distortion like for half a second that no one will hear, so I need to fix that, or yeah, strange things with when I'm working. So that's life, because I produce, I mix, and I master all my stuff, so I'm not that expert, but I'm learning every day. So I'm into this for like over 10 years. I don't know, I'm afraid to say. But yeah, everything's fine, everything's going great. So yeah, and I'm glad to hear, like, I heard Gridbeat song on Sound, and I was amazed, and the last space we had, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but Weiberger Girl, if I pronounced right, did you sing live, right? Or it was someone else?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, amazing voice. Amazing voice, yeah.
Thank you. Oh,
my memory works. So, yeah.
Yeah, your Burger Girl singing so beautiful. When I first time heard her vocal, I just said, oh my goodness, what's the angel here? So, yeah. So, yeah, Philip, I'm so happy that everything is good. And I can't feel you with producing part, you know, because I also time struggling. But thanks to, I appreciate my laughing universe that I met Gridbeat. And he helped me mix and master my songs and make my life better, you know, because for me, it's like, for real, I over time struggling with it. So thank you, Gridbeat, that you helped me over time to do that. And yeah, we all have a new releases, which is so cool. And I congratulations everyone with new stuff. And Philip, I'm so happy that you dropped your song on Spots.
Thanks.
And this is so you gotta check it out, guys. The Philip on Spots. Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped two of my previous songs on Spots also. So if someone likes Polygon and likes to check it out, or just to listen to some music, you don't have to buy anything. I mean, it's out there for the world. So however anyone feels about it. So it's on Spotify also. So whenever you like it.
But yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I can't wait to hear your song with Gridbeat. As I understand, you did the song with Gridbeat, right?
We are working right now. Do you hear me?
Oh, because my headphones are not great. So
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Do you hear me?
Now works. So maybe I misheard something, but yeah, can't wait to hear that. Can't wait to hear.
Right now is good. Everybody hear me?
Yeah, it was on my part.
Okay.
My headphones.
So, we're working right now. We're working right now with Gridbeat on our collab, but right now it depends from me when I record my part of the song. No, it's a little bit difficult to do it right now because I don't have a microphone here, but I hope that I will do it very soon. But also, Gridbeat helped me to mix and master my new song, which I produced. I've already dropped it on sound, so it's available for my collectors, but the public sale will be at 18th February. So yeah, you can listen to my music there. And you, Burger Girl, I'm sorry that it takes a lot of time. I've seen that you raise your hand up, and yeah, please share what you wanted to say. And one second, I just want to say hi, hello, says you. And let's you, Burger Girl, say what she wants to say. And what's up with you? Okay, thank you. You, Burger Girl, please say what you wanted to say.
Oh, I just wanted to say how I don't know, how special and funny it is at the same time to listen to musicians, how you all work. And every time I feel weird, I'm like, oh, am I the only one who doesn't know how to plan or doesn't know how to do mastering perfectly? And like Seiko, you say that Gridbeat saved your world. Like, same thing happened to my track. Like, I was so sad because I wasn't happy with the sound, and just a girl said that, let me do the mastering, let me try, and she did great, and she saved my world. So, and about planning, it's so funny how we are similar. I don't know, it's nice to feel connected and realize that nothing's wrong with you.
Yeah. Yes, totally. And that's why I love spaces and I love talk with musicians, because I feel that I'm not alone in this world who do sometimes some mistakes or feeling not too good, like that I'm like guilt myself that I'm doing something wrong, can't do that. But when I'm talking, understand that it's not okay, but it's okay. You're not alone. You got to just learn and practice and this knowledge and do discipline. So be disciplined, have a discipline. And yeah, so Randall, hello. I'm sorry. Half an hour went spent. I see you. I didn't forget about you. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I thought I would just stay a bit quieter. Maybe my silence in real life also would let me just go past the hello. But no, I'm kidding. Unfortunately, I don't make music, but I've been able to have the pleasure of seeing how Why Burger Girl creates music. And of course, you know, Losi, yourself, Seiko, and now I get to see a few others. It's very interesting. I'm too structured and boring, like black and white, to make music, which is a funny thing because I like to organize things. I like to do things in processes. But sometimes, from what I understand, if you do that, sometimes you make it too emotionless. And I think I being a robot that I am, cannot carry emotion the same way. I mean, I can pretend, but it's very hard for me to carry that into music. The most I used to do was poems, but obviously poems aren't anything compared to, you know, being able to feel a beat or feel music, right, through words. So I'm very appreciative of music and those who create it. But thanks for having me. I hope I can contribute.
Yes, of course. Thank you for joining space. And I just want to say, you say that you're like a robot. You like organize more than to create something. I understood, right?
Yeah, my creativity is very, like, okay, so in December, I was thinking to be very artistic, right? Like, let me see if I can create art, digital art or design, right? So I started with digital art, and I was like, I'm not going to create any structure. I'm just going to go for it. And then I started to draw shapes. And then I was like correcting the way the shape is, like, no, it can't be crooked. It has to be straight and flat, and then aligning it on the page. And I was like, crap, I'm turning into a robot again. Like, it just goes back to that. And it's so hard for me to break free from it. I just think because when it comes to working, I've always been in a boring job and always been a boring person at work. Like, when it comes to work, not that I'm a boring person.
I understand. But, yeah. Get it? Yeah, of course. But yeah, what I wanted to say, I'm sorry that I interrupt you with my laugh, but it wasn't only in a good way. I wanted to say that it's not bad at all. It's amazing that you can make a structure in your job, in your work process, workflow. This is so cool, and this is a cool skills what you have, and this is a great couple with Uberger can create, and you will organize everything. Isn't it amazing? I think, is it amazing? This is 100% match, 1,000,000% match if we will work about it, like a workflow, right? So this is cool. This is cool. No cap. This is amazing. So, yeah, thank you for joining and share with us yourself. And right now I want to say hi, Lucy. How are you doing? I see also that you're so active as always. And, yeah, share please with us what's new in your way. Yeah, how are you doing?
Hello, hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, come up, say hi. I saw your message. Sorry, I saw it a bit late, but wanted to just, catch up. I see Grid here. Hello, my friend, Philip, Sam down there in the audience. But yeah, all good, you know, making music, working on music and stuff, of course, and what's up with you?
Yay, that's so good. I'm also, it's a little bit hard to me to working right now because I don't have my studio right now. I'm in Thailand, but I'm trying to figure everything. By the way, I've made a mix of all my songs, and I even didn't think that I have that much songs. Like, I've made a mix for 1 hour, and it will be stream on the Central Land from Serena. And yeah, I've been I've been in shock when I've seen how much music do I have, which I even didn't release on Web3. So yeah, I'm good. I'm so happy that you're here. And what about, I just wanted to ask, what about your token with Pool and your merch? I've seen that you put your merch in the pools, and I'm interested in how it's going there.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, well, I'm Lucy and I'm a singer and songwriter. So basically, the Pool's token is more so like a reward system, right? It's not something that's liquid and that people can, you know, trade for money, but something that in my head is like, I give this token as a thank you for people who support me along the way. And in exchange, people can use the token to, you know, redeem it for merch or special events that I plan to do. Up until now, I've hosted like raffles. So basically, I did a raffle I designed like a Fria hoodie, which the golden egg winner of the, like, who collected Fria won one, and then I hosted a raffle for the other one. And the way to participate in the raffle was by burning the Losi token. So anyone who has collected in the past or follow, basically performed any on-chain activity, like follow me on Lens or follow me on Sound, all of that also gives you tokens. And that's something that is automatically airdropped to your wallets. And so, yeah, basically people could, I believe each ticket was like 400 LOSI. So people could burn 400 LOSI and in exchange get a ticket for the raffle. Right now, actually, there's a pre-order for stickers. So they can burn, I think it's 4,000 LOSI, and they'll get a sticker pack of all LOSI. And so, yeah, things like that. You know, I obviously plan to I'm planning a few things on the back end to try to host more cool raffles. I love merch, so probably along those lines for sure. And yeah, I don't know if you have any other questions about that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And it will be like a real, like it will be real gifts, like real stickers, real merch, or it's like will be digital.
Oh, yes. All real. So the hoodies were already sent and delivered. The Golden Egg winner was Sean Fix is his name. He even posted a picture of him like wearing it and everything. I want to see if I can find it. Oh. And the raffle winner was the legendary Bricks, who is the luckiest individual in the world. Like literally, I had someone buy like, I think it was Playmaker, who like bought like 30 freaking tickets, and even then freaking Bricks
always wins things.
Oh my goodness.
Bricks is like the luckiest person I've seen in my life. But yeah, so he won the other one. Those have been delivered. I actually wanted to do maybe another like hoodie, but for this song that I'm currently minting, so maybe that's gonna happen. But the stickers, which is the one that's currently available, it's real stickers, yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. Like they're gonna get real stickers.
Cool. That's really cool. How does it work and how you're working with it? You also plan on, we just a little bit before we're just talking how does it important to plan on everything, and without it you can't be successful. And I also said that I have problems at this point, you know. And right now you're also saying that you're planning everything and working too hard, like a great bit, other people. And this is cool. Yeah, motivated. You're literally influencer. And this is great. Great things. Are you planning like everything in your mind, like about every song, about a merch, about a raffle, or you just have like a notebooks where you're texting everything, typing in for the future, like for a month in the future, or how to say that correct?